Storage. They said he wasn't good enough.
Storage again.
He comes to us, he scores for four. My chances coming, he just won. Daniel Storage. He dances when he scores. La 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 la.
Right. Okay, so to open it up a little bit then and talk about the season as a whole and what's coming up, are we all pretty positive, upbeat? Floody's not in the room, so we're generally okay in terms of that kind of positivity levels. Or are there still some concerns based on what we've done and what we've yet to do? What's the overall mood, Phil, for you going into season? You know, and if you want to extrapolate out from that a little bit and say what's acceptable as a finish and that type of thing.
I have to say I'm massively bipolar on this season as opposed to just in general.
Yeah. Don't pigeonhole it there, mate.
I'm quad polar. I'm moving violently back from massive positivity to massive negativity. I don't know, and I suppose it's just that feeling of not knowing because of the lack of Suarez. What can we actually achieve? How good is this team with the players that we have at the moment? And that's without getting into signings and the whole lot. Just if Moreno was our last signing, let's say, and that addresses our left back, where are we as a squad? Where are we as a goal in terms of replacing the goals that we've lost? And will we stop enough goals to cover an actual loss of goals, which we will do? So at the moment I'm falling on positivity because you have to be positive the week of the season starting, right? I'll get really nervous again come Saturday morning, Sunday morning before the game kicks off, but I think we are in a reasonably good space, as good as can be without making that last attack and signing.
Yeah.
And we should have enough to definitely be in the mix for top three, top four come the end of the season. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I just think, you know, it's going to be a big ask for us to challenge for the title losing Suarez. But it's imperative that we are in there challenging, and that it's imperative that our goal remains winning the league, because if we go to win the league, we've a better chance of finishing second, third or fourth than if our aim is top three or top four.
Yeah, I think what you said there, like you're talking about Chelsea and City probably as the two main contenders, and even Arsenal, none of them have weakened their team. They've all strengthened it. We've weakened our team. Regardless of what way we look at it, we can pretend, you know, whatever.
This is the first 11 argument.
First
again.
11, yeah. I'm not talking about the team rather than the squad. Mm-hmm. And our first 11 has been weakened. Chelsea, Arsenal and City's has been strengthened. And that makes it far more difficult. Like, you look at the key signings that Chelsea, they had to play Azpilicueta on the left side of defence a chunk of last season. So they went out and signed a pretty top-notch left-back. They've signed Fabregas to replace Lampard and Diego Costa to replace all of their forwards from last season.
All of them. And they signed Drogba, and he's out for 6 months.
And fucking,
is it six?
Yeah, well, I didn't say how long he was out for, but I knew he injured himself.
I don't think that's true.
I think they're absolutely excellent signings. It's exactly how I wanted Liverpool to do their business. Mm. Identify three or four positions that needed to be filled, fill them early, and just sit back and fucking chill out.
And if anything else comes up, then you can nip in again. Because they're talking about signing Benatia as well.
They might nip in and spend just a little chump change, 30 million on somebody if they need to. But, you know, they've just done Mangala now. That's City. I was going to move on to City there. City have done Mangala. They've got
Regis.
And who's the other?
They signed the Willie Caballero, the keeper.
Absolutely, because they didn't.
He's starting, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You may do, but this is again. I don't think we've let Reina go to Bayern Munich. We're going into a season again with Brad Jones as our number two. I think that's an absolute catastrophe. To be honest with you, I don't rate him as a keeper whatsoever. He's done nothing in pre-season to make me feel like he's improved in any way. Mm. And if we're looking at all our other players that we're going to have 50 games this season, who's to say that Mig won't pick up an injury and all of a sudden we're relying on him?
I know, and I think we probably all agree around the argument around that our first team isn't as strong when you take Suarez out of it. And you're not going to do it by buying one player, because you'd have to buy Suarez back to do that, or buy one of Ronaldo, you know, Messi, somebody like of that ilk, someone at that level. But like, Steve, you have to think, you have to say to yourself, though, overall, the squad that we now have should be good enough to, you know, to be in a shout for, you want to be going into March, April, still within touch of, you know, the league, you know, for second place again.
Yeah, no, I don't, I'm not disagreeing with any of that. I'm just saying that from the point of view of where we're at as a squad, I think, or as a team, you know, Brennan, I suppose maybe he didn't change the first 11 that much last season for two reasons. He didn't need to, because we were lucky-ish with injuries. And
he had no
number
choice.
Two, he had no options.
Yeah, but so. Look, you've been quite definitive there, saying that this first team is weakened, right? Now, look, you lose Suarez, you're weaker, granted. Mm-hmm. But if Lovren works out, that's one area of the team that's improved immediately.
Agreed.
If Emre Can works out, that's one area of the team that's improved immediately. If one of our forward players steps up, mm-hmm. or we have Benny doing a job, we're better.
We are to an extent, but you're talking about 3 to 4 variables rather than one.
But Steve, we're playing our football still. We've still got this philosophy. We've still got, okay, we don't have that sharp cutting edge of Suarez, but who's to say other people won't step forward and score the goals? We play our football.
No, absolutely. And there's no guarantee that the big signings that the other clubs have made are going to be successful. Mm. Costa could be a failure. I don't think he will be. Lots of people do think he will be. You know what I mean? You may have it whereby Mangala is a complete fucking disaster, you know what I mean, and City probably do want to tighten up a little bit, you know, with Arsenal. Sanchez may not, that's my biggest regret, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I would, if we had got Sanchez as part of the deal, not signed Markovic, and had done all our other business, I would be sitting here over the moon just saying we need a left back, and that's it, I'm happy.
Yeah,
we need a left back, and
Paul, do you tend to agree with Steve on this? Because now, I won't say dour and gloomy, but it's more of a downbeat sort of assessment of where we are in comparison to our rivals, which I think is the point Steve was making, and it's a valid one.
Well, when you look at Chelsea and City, like, you would think whichever one of them doesn't win the league would be very disappointed with the strength of their squads and what they've spent. But like, when you look at us as well, you have to take into account, like, Rodgers could overachieve again. Because last season was ridiculous. Like, Mourinho was sitting there calling Wenger a specialist in failure, and then he finished behind a rookie manager whose first sub was Victor Moses by the end of the season.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, like, yeah. Rodgers could pull it out of the bag again, because he's shown that he's a brilliant manager. But like, it does. I've said that I don't think Suarez's loss affects the first team that much. I don't think because we can restructure it. I think the diamond, and especially the 3-5-2 that we played last season, it was all sort of a compromise just to get Suarez and Sturridge into the team together.
Yeah.
I think there is you can, with the likes of Sterling, Coutinho, if Markovic takes off, Lallana, they can support Sturridge properly. Just at the moment, like, you would just be petrified of Sturridge getting injured, because we haven't replaced Suarez yet at all, really, up front, like, in terms of forwards. So that's something we really need to do. But I'd say I'm kind of with Phil, where it's hard to call what we're going to do this season, because if Rodgers does overachieve again, we could kind of challenge for the title. At the moment, I think we should finish top four. I think we should finish ahead of United, Spurs, and I don't think Everton are that much of an issue anymore. Arsenal, again, we could finish above them. They're in the same boat. Like, they've had, they sign brilliant players a lot of the time, but Wenger always seems to have this kind of collapse at some point in the season, whether they have a crap start, a collapse in the middle, or a collapse at the end. So, like, we could finish ahead of them as well. So, I think third or fourth.
You're very quick to write off United. You know, heaven sent them Louis van Gaal. You know that. You do know that. Like, the Smiths wrote a song about it, apparently. Have you seen this?
In all seriousness, I think that they're going to be a massive player this season.
In the top four scenario, or title challenge?
I think anything could happen. Like, we can discount what they want. Apart from Robin and Van Persie, you look at how limited that Holland squad is.
Mm.
And they went to a World Cup final.
You're going to give me a whole lot of Louis van Gaal.
Not a whole lot of Louis van Gaal love, but we have to respect that he's a good manager. And he's taken over a club with huge resources. They could pull fucking two signings out of their... They could pull Di Maria and Benatia out of the bag, and all of a sudden we're going, oh, fuck, actually, no.
I can't see them doing that.
I agree
with your general point, because I think...
This is a team that had Ron Vlaar as their key centre-half and got to a World Cup final.
But I think the one thing that whatever happens with United, whether they're in contention for top four or not, right, they won't be any worse than they were against the top four sides that finished up in the league last year, which means that if they start taking points off those teams, then ultimately the complexion of the league changes again. I think it'll be it's either going to go one or two ways. City and Chelsea are either going to tear off into the distance, right, because of the size of the squads they have and the quality of the players that they have throughout the squad, leaving the other two spots up for grabs between ourselves, Arsenal, Spurs. I think Spurs are going to have a much better season than they had last year, and I think United will, because they're opening eight fixtures on paper are relatively easy for them. In the same way that we had a relatively easy opening last year, I think they will get up ahead of steam and they will be in the mix. Now, whether they should be, rightfully or not, I think they will be in the mix, because they'll get some confidence behind them. They'll get a belief back into themselves again, and they will provide a stronger opposition to the rest of the Premiership than they did last year. Like, Jesus, teams were going to Old Trafford looking forward to Newcastle won there for the first time in 152 years. You didn't even see the last time Newcastle won in Old Trafford, which is something else, right? And they won last season. West Brom won there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see them giving up so many points as they did last year. And if they don't give up as many points as they did last year, they'll definitely be in with a shout or in the mix for top four come the end of the season. And that's why I think it's imperative that we stay in touch with Chelsea and City for right the way through the season. No two ways about it. And that's going to be a huge ask.
Your shout last year all the way through the pods was, look, if we keep on Arsenal's shoulder and finish ahead of them, then we'll be all right. Who's the kind of benchmark this season? Is it them again?
For me, Arsenal are like, they just know how to finish top four. And if you can finish ahead of Arsenal, you're going to be in with a shout of 3-2-1. And I said to you, the first thing you do is you ensure that you're going to finish ahead of Arsenal. Once you've nailed that, then you're looking at who's in second and first. And because we were able to do something like that, we had ourselves top of the league for such a long run towards the back end of the season. We approached it the same way, we approached it with the same mentality, and we approached it in the idea of gaining 2 points per game, the 2 points per game ratio. If you do that over and over again throughout the whole season and keep your average up at 2 points a game, you're more likely to finish second than you will if you're in at 1.8, 1.9. That's just random figures, by the way. But the 2 point thing is true.
Saying numbers. Dave, what's the minimum acceptable season for us now? There's been an awful lot of pressure heaped on here on the manager lately in some stuff I've read. What's minimal acceptable season?
Well, I think it's difficult to say that. I think I think most people's minimum acceptable season is pretty fluid. I mean, first of all, we've got 3 weeks of the transfer window still to go. I think what's acceptable now becomes different if things happen or different. Last year we were all saying a challenge for fourth, and then 6 weeks out from the end of the season, most people's minimal acceptable was winning the league. So people's minimum expectations.
Are you now hoping that we're going to have a title tilt from the top and go
of course,
out?
Yeah. Look, I mean, I disagree with, quite a bit of what's been said, so let me summarise my view. First of all, I don't think anything has happened to the teams outside of the top four that make them top four teams. I don't think Spurs, Everton or United, taking Van Gaal aside for a minute, I don't think any of them have done anything spectacular to their squads that make me go, Everton have stood still. Okay, they've signed Lukaku permanently and they've done a couple of bits and pieces. Spurs, they might do better with Pochettino, but it's still the same squad. And it comes down to, right, how much does a manager elevate or drag down a squad? Mm. And most research would suggest that you finish where you finish within a couple of points of where your squad's ability is to finish. So the question we've got to say, is Van Gaal worth a 20% improvement, let's say, on where they were last season? Let's say he is. Let's say he's worth 20% extra, because they haven't done anything to that squad. They've lost three of their four starting defenders from last year, right? Let's say he's worth 20%. That gives them 76 points, right? That wasn't good enough to finish fourth last season. So I'm not on board the Van Gaal train. I think, look, he could have a spectacular... He's of the three, they're the one I'm most worried about, because he doesn't have Europe and he is a big game manager. And I get the point that if he was to go out and buy two absolutely phenomenal players, then it would change the complexion. But as it stands right now, he doesn't worry.
Can I give you a counter argument on that, Dave? If a manager is, say, 20%, let's give a manager 20%. Moyes was by far 20% worse in terms of the points that they accumulated last season compared to Ferguson.
Yeah.
So my point is, you take the team that Ferguson had, albeit, you know, a season older. Yeah. Right, had Ferguson started last season rather than retiring at the end of the last one. You take out Rio Ferdinand, who we all know was past it. Yeah. I don't believe Rio Ferdinand was any better than Smalling, Jones or Evans, to be honest with you, where he was at the time or where he is now. And you bring you add Van Gaal to the mix. I think with the squad that they finished with Ferguson, adding Herrera and losing the ones that they've lost, and bringing Van Gaal in instead of Moyes, they are a top four side. I know that sounds like mathematical equation on what football is, and you can't really, equate it that way. But
so let's go see. Let's say not to focus too much on United, but let's go
turn this to a Man United.
Yeah, let's go see. Let's go a season earlier, right?
Yeah.
That squad that Ferguson wins the league with, right? Yeah. That's not the best squad in the league,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
That's not the third best squad in the league.
No, agreed.
Right, so if we're doing pluses and deltas, right? Yeah. He's given them what percent? 20, 30, 40%, right? So Moyes drags that down. I
beyond
that.
The level of most other managers.
So he goes below par, let's
yes,
say.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
He
let's
goes below
he's
par.
Three over.
So for Van Gaal, right? So for Van Gaal to get them above
it's the open.
Us. For Van Gaal to get them above us, he's got to reverse Moyes' decline and add.
This is like the worst spoofy mathematics.
Anyway, I want to move on from that.
20%, 20%, 3 over, carry the 4.
I think we're talking about it in the context
long
of
division.
Who the Liverpool have to worry about, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying
one from the top, Rachel, and 3 from anywhere else.
I'm saying that I don't think we have to worry about United. But in terms of us, I expect us to challenge for the title. I think that we are well equipped to do it. I think on the squad point that Steve O made, you know, about going out and buying, you know, like Chelsea have done, I think the difference is that Chelsea, City, Arsenal and United had already built a squad that was capable of being in the Champions League, and we didn't have that. We had to add. We played with 14 players last season. We had to add 6 players to that, and that cost money. And the reality is, if we'd gone out and bought 3 players, we'd only have 17 to play with, not 20 or 21, which is what we have to play with. So I think the way we've done it is right. I said it on the last pod, we got more to do. We need a left back, we need a striker. If we get a left back and we get a striker, I think we'll win it.
Right, well, look, let's get everyone to sort of put their bits on the block then. We're talking about the season to come. We've had a little prediction about the Southampton game. Let's have an overall season prediction from everybody and what we think Liverpool are going to achieve.
When we do top four, who are the top four is going
to
be, is it?
Well, just let's just keep it to Liverpool. Let's keep it to Liverpool, because I think that the mics are going to melt if we talk about Manx anymore. Paul Brennan.
Third
for Liverpool for you. Okay, and any Champions League shouts?
I don't know. If we're going to get a clusterfuck of a group, if we get out of that, I'd be happy.
Okay.
I'd rather just play big teams.
Yeah,
in the group, like
okay.
Make a spectacle of it, basically.
Make a spectacle of ourselves, lovely
no,
stuff.
No, not of ourselves, but you know, have some big games to look forward to. Like,
yeah. Enjoy the first year back.
Just enjoying being back in it, basically.
Brilliant. Okay, so third for Paul, Steve-O.
Yeah, I'm thinking third, possibly second. I don't see us winning it. Now that's based on our current squad right now. That's all we can base it on. I think third and quarterfinals of the Champions League.
And what algorithm are you using there, Steve?
Because I couldn't possibly
3 over 40%.
Currently in talks with a major US multinational for this algorithm. So
excellent. Okay,
I prefer not to leak any.
No, we can understand that.
Okay,
we can understand that, fella. You keep it to yourself.
16 cosine tan. Kai, just won't be going in.
Dave.
Okay, so I don't see us finishing lower than third. And if we're going to finish in the top three, we've got a hell of a chance of winning it. So I think we'll win it.
Wow. That was trickier than my algorithm, to be honest with you.
Well, I think that the only side that genuinely frightened me is City. Right, they're the only squad that genuinely frightened me. I am one of those that think Costa will be a flop. I think Fabregas was a luxury they didn't need. He wasn't in a position they needed strengthening. So I think that we'll finish. I think we can finish ahead of Chelsea, and then it's about what City do. Make no bones about it. If City get the season right, they could get 100 points. They could absolutely walk it if they got all their shit together. On the basis of yesterday, they haven't quite got their shit together, so that gives me a little bit of hope. Yeah. So fuck it. If we're going to go for second, we may as well go for first.
Fucking brilliant. I thought it was going to be the only numpty saying that we're going to win it, because I actually think we'll play our football. Yeah. And I think we're better than everybody else over the course of a season.
So. What, Trev?
I do.
Wasn't going to say that if you hadn't said it. He'd have gone toward with me.
I thought it was going to be the only numpty saying, so me and Dave are the numpties together. That's nice. Yeah. So, Phil, your prediction for the season for Liverpool?
4-0 to Southampton.
Relegation.
Bottom four.
If we can stay ahead of Villa, we have a chance to stick him.
Just stay on
Maybe
Villa's heels.
Maybe the Johnston's paint trophy or something.
Hopefully we get into the second round of the League Cup after the round that we do. What round are we even in, because we're in the Champions League?
Third.
Yeah, is it not the fourth? I thought the Champions League clubs go in the fourth round.
All Champions League teams get a...
We
wouldn't know about that shit.
Yeah. It's a long time since we've had
I think they changed the rules since 1846. I think we win the fourth round,
Fourth round. Yeah. So fifth round of the League Cup for you is the prediction for the season.
If we can get to the fifth round of the League Cup...
You're going to be happy.
Going to the game.
I'm going.
I've emailed the club for tickets.
You're going out, are you? You're going to riot.
Can't. Head's gone.
Your head's gone.
Fifth round of the League Cup. If we get past the fifth round of the League Cup, fucking hell.
Molly, just to have a look at the season ahead then and get your thoughts on it. How are you feeling about the season as you look forward to it? Are you feeling bullish about it? Or do you have concerns? There's still some business to be done in the window. Is that going to colour it for you? What's your overall feeling as the season begins?
I'm actually quite optimistic about this season, Trev. I won't lie, I was worried like everyone else was when we lost Suarez, but I think we've replaced him very well with Markovic and Lennon, Lambert and Chan and Moreno, all these players coming in. I think we've done some great business in this window. And as you said, the window hasn't closed yet. But even if we sign nobody for the rest of the window, I still think that we're looking at least a top four spot this season. So I'm pretty optimistic going into it.
And is that the minimum acceptable outcome for you, top four?
Well, look, at the end of the day, Liverpool is all about winning trophies. Like second, third, fourth place. Yes, fantastic. But we all want to win the league. But if you were to offer me fourth place right now, I would take it, because that means we're going in again next season to the Champions League 2 years in a row. And what that means then, the players that we might have looked at this summer but couldn't get, well, didn't look at us and go, well, hang on, they've now got Champions League for 2 years in a running. It wasn't a fluke last year. So we're more likely going to sign those players going forward, which will then mean we can challenge for the leagues and Champions Leagues going forward.
And if you were, I presume he's learned his lesson a long time ago, but if Brendan was to have three envelopes this year, who do you think, what names do you think might be in them?
Lucas would be in two of them, and Johnson would be in another one.
Good lad.
He'd be in three of them, and so will Johnson be in the three of them as well.
All stuffed into the same.
Moldy, just who do you reckon will be our player this season? I know.
Oh, Joe's going to be Phil, and I can't wait for him to come off the season. Sterling, I was so when Suarez left, and I remember I was chatting to you about it. I said, "Where's the magic going to come from?" Mm. Suarez was one of those players, edge of your seat, defenders shit their pants when he gets the ball. But from what I've seen of Sterling over the World Cup and over the pre-season, it's going to be him. He's going to be that guy that's going to get you on the edge of your seat. He's going to be that guy that when he gets the ball, defenders are going to shit their pants. So I think Sterling's going to be the absolute star this season. Like, you know, when people talk about players having a ceiling, I don't think Sterling has a ceiling. He's nothing but the sky up ahead of him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a couple more questions, Molly. How strong do you think the rivals that we have to deal with are? Maybe the ones that finished below us last year. Who can we expect to be challenging? And how much stronger is the rest of the league in relative terms compared to ourselves?
Well, I was slightly worried when, say, United got in Van Gaal, and you can say a lot of things about him, but the guy is a winner. I mean, you can't say that about Moyes, but you can't say it about Van Gaal. So I was worried when United got in Van Gaal. You know, Spurs made a pipe into Pochettino. I think that was a clever one. Everton, look, they're still a good side. So, you know, these teams have strengthened in certain areas, but I still don't think they're good enough to get near us. Mm. I really don't. I think this season going in is going to be the same four in the top four as it was last season. Might be in different positions, 1-4, but I think it's going to be the same 4.
Well, we had, I think, chatting to the rest of the lads and asked them what they think that order might be, so I might as well get that from you as well.
As I tweeted there the other day, I think the order of the top four of the season would be top, Liverpool,
yeah.
Second, don't, 3, care, 4, give a fuck.
Yeah, not dissimilar to my own little yeah. prediction there. Fair folks to you. And the last question for you is, who do you think this season Southampton's going to be? In other words, who will be buying all the players from next June?
I think this year's Southampton will actually be Southampton.
We're going to go back.
If Spurs don't get Schneiderlin, I think he'd certainly be someone we look at next
yeah.
summer.
Yeah.
James Ward-Prowse coming through.
Yeah,
he'd definitely be someone to be on our radar.
Yeah.
And even Victor Wanyama, and he would be perfect for us, Wanyama. You know, he can play centre-back. He's that absolute dominant force in midfield. So, unfortunately, Southampton fans are listening. Next year, Southampton will be Southampton.
Lovely, lovely. Tank Mully, that's great. Cheers.
All right, mate. Cheers.
Right, Damo, with the season started, how are you feeling in terms of looking forward? Are you fairly bullish, fairly confident? Do you have any concerns based on what we have or haven't done in the transfer window? General feeling as we approach the season and the season gets kicked off, how are you feeling about
it? I'd say 2 weeks ago I would have been probably a little bit worried about the start of the season, but I think after the Dortmund game I started to think, yeah, we have a real chance again to do well. I liked how we were approaching the game. There was a nice tempo to our play. And that's kind of pretty much how we finished off last season. And to go into this season playing the same way, kind of, yeah, we've got a chance. Frustrating then Sunday to see the lineup on Sunday, which should never fucking ever happen again. But I think if we address them issues that happened on Sunday, and we go back to how we finished against Dortmund and how we finished the end of last season, I think I'm quite confident for the season coming up. Kind of, we've strengthened in all the areas that we needed strengthening. We've got a decent midfielder in there. We're getting a good centre-half in. Our full-backs have been dealt with. The worrying thing for me is that we haven't got that second man to cover for Sturridge. The last time something like this happened was, I think it was 09, 10, when we had Torres and he never got him any backup, and he had fucking Engog or Eggnog or whatever his name was as his backup. And fucking Sod's Law was Torres done his hamstring 3 or 4 games into the season, and we're stuck with fucking Engog for 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And that would be a worry if we don't get someone in and something happens to Sturridge, we're left with fucking Lambert. And that would be my main worry. Well, between now and the window closing, if we don't address that, I think we could have some problems.
Well, if we do do it at least adequately, what for you is the minimal kind of finishing position for us? What's the least achievement that we can get over the course of the season that you'd be actually semi-content with?
I don't see why we shouldn't. I'm looking at Chelsea last night and the squad they've assembled, it does look formidable. City as well. Again, a massive side but and squad in terms of quality. But what we have there ourselves, we have plenty of depth and we have plenty of quality in the side. Mm. Just the big worry is we've only got one real out and out striker at the minute who can score goals. Anything happens to him, we're basically up shit creek with no paddle. but I do think where we can finish, I think we can mount a challenge again. I do. Whether we'll die off or fall off because of Champions League football, it could be the case. But I do see us doing quite well in either the Champions League or the league.
Yeah.
Now, I prefer to be the league. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be talking top four again.
And
I don't see any.
If we take it that that's going to be the case, it's going to require a lot of good performances from a lot of different people. Where do you think are the worries in the squad? If Brendan has his envelopes out, who do you think is in them?
I think the main weakness in our squad, and I do feel we're still lacking in midfield. And Sunday was a kind of just showed it that we are lacking slightly in there. Whether Kane was carrying a knock or not, he should have started, in my opinion. But we're still lacking that one ruthless defensive midfielder, that one nasty fucker who's going to hunt down players and chase ball down. Like, Gerrard does the job of kind of controlling play, but he's not naturally going to break play down for you. I don't think Kane is going to do it either. being honest, he seems kind of more the controlling type and reads the game tactically well. But there's nobody in the kind of Mascherano or mould or the who else would you put in that kind of Fernando of City, that kind of mould that would actually hunt the ball down. I think we're a little bit light in midfield. Like we've got Alan, he'll press the ball high and he'll work there, but we're still lacking that one player with a bit of kind of tactical awareness about him to cover them gaps and them holes when we're in transition. And kind of, do you see there on Sunday we had Lucas, who was a fucking abomination in the game, causing Gerrard all sorts of problems with being in there. And then we've Can and Alan that can come into that setup, but I don't think neither of them are going to be really comfortable playing that defensive holding role as such. So I think we're light a proper defensive, kind of mobile, aggressive midfielder.
Phil might
disagree with me, and Can maybe able to do that job, but I don't think I've seen it in him just yet, though.
Yeah, fair enough. Looking around you, Dan, you've mentioned a few of the other teams there in the squads and talking about how Chelsea look formidable, and they certainly did. Who do you see as being the main rivals in that top four? If you're seeing us finish in top four, who do you see being the people in those positions?
And I think what we should be looking at, kind of our mini league, should be between ourselves, Arsenal, Spurs and United. And between the four of us, we've got to make sure that we're kind of one of the two that get that fourth slot. Although United were beaten the weekend, I think Van Gaal will make them difficult to beat, and he will pick up a lot of points. Spurs are an unknown. They can be very, very good in their day. If he improves them even 5% on what they were last season, that he could cause us trouble looking for that top four slot. I think City and Chelsea might just be just too strong for everyone else this season, and I think they're the four teams we've got to worry about most, with Arsenal being our main threat. And then Spurs, I would probably rate ahead of United at the moment. But if United get a run of games without any European football or headaches like that, they could just take each game as it comes, one a week, like we did last season, and if you start picking up points and getting ahead of steam, they could become a danger to that fourth spot as well, especially if we're still in Europe come the new year and arrow is off the ball a little bit.
Yeah,
they're the four that I think are our main threats this season. I think just Chelsea and City be far too superior to anything of the four of us have.
And do you reckon that we have enough about us to edge into one of those spots? Is that where you see us finishing in the end, is in top four definitely?
I'd be disappointed if we didn't. This time last year, sitting down, I would have fucking taken the arm off you for fourth place, and kind of still felt that this time last season we weren't good enough to be there or get there even this year, and just to kind of compete for it would have been enough for me. But I'm looking at what's around us. There's no reason why we shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
There's definitely not. I still think we're better than Spurs. Watching Arsenal tonight, they were fucking decrepit. So they're going to take a while to pick things up. There's a lot of new players in there as well, where we seem to kind of have a good base. I know we've a lot of new players, but we've got a good basis of what we're doing and where we're about. I think we might be kind of 2-3 years further down the line than them other teams. Like Spurs, although they're a very good side, like Pochettino's only there a wet day. Van Gaal's only in the door a wet day. It's going to take them time to kind of catch up 2 or 3 years to where we are, and even Arsenal are at the moment. So we have a bit of a head start in that terms. Right. But again, it's about us hitting the ground running. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. I think we need to pick up a good few points early doors just to make sure we don't get dragged into the pack there. And it kind of, I'm probably being a little bit, actually I forgot to mention them, and I'll probably get a stick over not mentioning them. I think if Everton can get their wits about them, that they can cause a lot of problems for a lot of teams as well, and could get into that mix again.
And if you look around the league, Floody, is there anybody you see who could be a potential Southampton for next season? Who might surprise and who might come along with a new little bundle of players, and we could be picking them off next summer?
Jesus, there's absolutely no one that I've seen has kind of stood out or anything like that. Mm. But watching, I know you've just said who can be the next Southampton, but I really feel Southampton will be the next Southampton. That was very impressive.
That was the exact same thing Mowley said.
That's class. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Class.
Yeah, I was eavesdropping on Mowley's conversation. But I tell you something, I was very, very impressed with them. And the one thing about Koeman, he fucking knows his shit, you know what I mean? He's been around the block, he's been at all the top clubs, playing for Holland, when European Championships, whatever, with teams, he's just, he knows his stuff. And if, oh, you'll be honest, I never really rated Pochettino, or whatever his fucking name is, it's not his word. I never really rated him. He'd been sacked in his previous job, and he kind of went in there. I think Atkins has been doing okay to get them where they were, and he kind of brought them to kind of another level, slightly.
Yeah.
But I think fucking Kilmer can bring them to another level as well. So I probably agree with him. Mowley said, like, Southampton will be the next Southampton.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Floody.
All right.
Right, Steve, just looking forward at the season to come, how are you feeling? Are you confident? Are you a little bit concerned with regards to the business that we've done and what remains to do? How are you feeling in general about how we're going to approach this season and Liverpool in the next season to come? How do you feel about it? And what's the minimum acceptable outcome for you for the season to come?
Minimum's fourth place. Has to be. Minimum is fourth place. The buzz I have now at the minute going into this season, because of the fact that we're guaranteed Champions League football, there has to be Champions League football next season to be able to attract the ability of players that are, sorry, the level of players that we can attract, that we want to attract to the club.
Yeah.
And fourth place is minimum of, it has to be the minimum target. It'd be brilliant if we could improve on last season and go one step closer and actually win the title. I just don't see that happening this season, to be honest. It's just looking at Chelsea and City, who have strengthened in the areas that they were specifically weak in. And they've both sides, especially Chelsea, watching Chelsea last night, when they went one down, they just stepped it up a level and closed the game out, something that we couldn't do on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you are thinking that maybe, you know, it might be a bit of a long shot for us to actually have a tilt at the title, where do you see us coming up short? And where, what areas in particular in the team, in the squad, are you looking at as being weaknesses?
As I already said, it's up front is the weakness at the moment. Like, we've lost the third best player in the world, and we haven't really replaced him yet. We haven't had. You're not going to get a like for like replacement for Luis Suarez. It's not going to happen. But we haven't brought in someone who's going to add, like, maybe Sterling steps up and adds another 10 goals to his tally, or Markovic steps up and hits the ground running and scores goals, or Lallana, or whoever it may be. But we still need someone that's going to be able to contribute to the first 11 as well as the squad. Someone who is going to be up on a level with Sturridge, that's going to be able to keep up with Sturridge, like Suarez did last season.
Mm.
Where we need someone who has that bit of magic, who can probably just turn a game for you on their own. I think at the moment, that's like, Sunday was decent enough defensively, bar the obvious candidate at the back, who hopefully will be replaced now with Moreno being, I don't think Moreno will start on Sunday, on Monday. But the ideal plan is Manquillo and Moreno as your two fullbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, taking into account then that, you think we have a good shot at being top four, who do you see as being our main rivals for those positions? I mean, we can all, I assume, take City and Chelsea as two that you'll have in there. Who are the other teams that you see being involved in that shake-up?
I think it's going to be ourselves, Arsenal, obviously, and Spurs. Looking at other sides around, like, Everton spent 28 million to stay at the same level they were at last season.
Mm.
On one player. United look a shambles. And I don't think, as much as I really highly rate Louis van Gaal, I just don't see him being able to work that much magic on them, especially after watching them on Saturday and seeing the level. They need at least four players that are world class, or supposed world class players. I just can't see that happening. Yeah. I can't see them getting them players in. So United would be lucky to get 7th or 8th again this season. So it's ourselves, Arsenal, Spurs, because I think Pochettino could do an excellent job at Spurs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if they're going to be the contenders for the big spots, is there anybody you see doing a Southampton and mounting a surprise challenge? Any side that's looking well positioned to do that for you?
Not really, no. I can't see there being another surprise package. Like, it's, the league is nearly splitting off into 7 teams now rather than 8 this season, or 8 that were there last season. Like,
yeah,
it's very hard, like, with, especially with all the money that's come in this season, to new money that's come in with the TV deals and so on. Like, the bigger clubs have just gotten bigger. And it's very hard to see any club making a step up. Like, obviously, there might be one surprise team, but like Southampton last season, I think they'll fade away.
Right,
there won't be anyone up challenging bar the usual suspects.
Well, go put your neck on the block there and give me your top four that you predict for the season then.
Chelsea, City, Liverpool, Arsenal.
Lovely.